Hey guys, thanks so much for joining me. This is my very first podcast, so I'm super excited, a little bit unsure how this is going to turn out, so bear with me, and hopefully this will be a knowledgeable one for some of you guys out there. First off, I want to talk about my reasoning for starting this podcast. Well, I thought it would be a brilliant idea to go ahead and use podcasts as training material for my employees at work. I am very time efficient, so I myself enjoy listening to podcasts while I'm doing, you know, housework, vacuuming, cleaning, whatnot. I feel like I'm kind of gaining knowledge as I'm being constructive with my time. So I love to kill two birds with one stone. And I felt like that would be a good thing as well for my my employees to do. So they can kind of listen to me jabber on as they clean and vacuum and whatnot. So anyway, just so a little bit of background on me is I'm a salon owner. I own a full service salon. The White Room Salon, as well as Capsule, a blow-dry bar. Most of what I'm going to be talking about, like I had said earlier, is really geared more towards my employees. However, if you're in the hair industry like myself, whether you're a salon owner or you are a stylist in a salon or just an independent stylist, I feel like these are all things that you can benefit from. I feel like there's a lack of education sometimes in our industry. So I feel like anytime someone is honest and can give you some life experience when it comes to this industry, I think, you know, it's really important that you take it. I'm going to be speaking really more so from my experience, what I've learned. The salon, our full service salon is about 7 years old. Capsule's about 2.5 years old. So we're a fairly young company. But again, we've been around long enough to make several mistakes, as well as some really good moves. So I'd like to be able to share some of those. And if those can help you, then more power to you. And I enjoy helping others out and kind of giving you a little bit of a shortcut if I can. So, needless to say, I'm going to go ahead and go through and I'm going to read some of this stuff and then I'll go through and elaborate in detail what I mean by what I've written here. So, first off, the White Room Salon and Capsule Blow Dry Bar were both founded under the same cultural belief. We wanted our clients to have an amazing experience as well as a beautiful product when walking out of our salon. This simplistic way of thinking is what we believe keeps our clients coming back time and time again. So during this podcast, the real thing I want you to understand is that we're really going to be talking about the importance of finding core values and then making sure that once you find your core values, that you make them known to your staff or the clients that you work with. I find that it's important that, you know, like from our experience, that was something that we never really did first off when we began our business. We did this several years after, and I felt like our employees really never got to know us and what we were really wanting out of them and what we wanted the culture to be because we never really established those core values. So establishing them early on is definitely a good thing. And again, once you've established them, make it known. And same thing, you know, whether you own a salon or you're just an independent stylist working with clients, it's important that your clients understand what your core values are. I think you can make a connection with clients and build rapport when they know what you value, and maybe it's their core values as well, and you guys can relate to each other in that sense. So anyway, for us, it's about the experience and the consistency. I don't know about where you guys live or where we live. There's a salon on every corner. So I preach to my girls that it's always important that you are separating yourself out from the salon across the street. For us as a salon, it's going to be our core values. But again, for you, it's going to be different. You have to figure out what separates you from that other salon or that other stylist. Our core values are, what I feel like is going to be a difference in point with us is going to be the experience and the consistency that the clients get. As a consumer, I'm definitely somebody who's a little bit picky about the service industry. So I understand that, you know, if I were to go into a business and the experience and the consistency were never the same, I'm probably not going to come back. So that's why as a consumer, I feel like that's one of the most important things. And so, of course, I'm going to relay the way that I think onto my business. So with that being said, it only makes sense that we look for like-minded stylists that strive to become the best versions of themselves. We believe that perspective promotes a healthy environment where stylists can experience personal growth, have freedom to create and do what they love to do while reaping financial benefits. We have simplified this ideal culture and stylist qualities into three core values, and those core values for us are accuracy, efficiency, and integrity. All right, I feel like most of that, I mean, it sounds really good, right? But I wanna kinda get into more detail about what all of these mean to us as a salon. Okay, so number one, accuracy. Accuracy is a quality that is only perfected over time, not only as a salon, but individually as well. During our accuracy and efficiency training program, you will be learning some of the most basic techniques in coloring, cutting, and styling. These techniques have been broken down and simplified to better equip you with the tools needed to hit the floor, take on clients at a designer-stylist level. At our salon, we have three different stylists. We have designer, we have senior, and we have master. So really what it begins with is doing your accuracy and efficiency training. It's about a 4 to 8 week course. Once that 4 to 8 weeks area comes along, then I kind of can figure out, do we do an apprenticeship program? Are your skill levels higher than that? You know, do you even need that? Either way, we usually do this apprenticeship program following that. But once they have completed the accuracy and efficiency training, then they are considered a designer stylist. So basically what this is saying is we're giving you these tools. We're equipping you with tools to put in your toolbox. And those tools are just enough to get you to be able to do and perform the services at a designer level stylist. It doesn't mean that it stops there. It doesn't mean that I've mastered the accuracy and efficiency training program and now I'm a master stylist. No, these are just stepping stones into getting, into building more experienced techniques. And that's what I tell my girls all the time. I say, consider these fundamental skills as stepping stones to learning more experienced techniques that's going to help you grow personally. So then, as a stylist in our salon, you would want to refer to our accuracy and efficiency training packet. All right, the next one is efficiency. This is another quality that takes time to truly be consistent in. Each service has a desired time frame in which it needs to be completed. This is both for the benefit of the salon/stylist as well as the client. Keynote, always remember that a client does not want to sit in your chair longer than they have to. I know sometimes as artists, we want to have our client leaving with perfect hair, and sometimes we lose track of time, and before we know it, our client's sitting in the chair and 5 hours have gone by. Well, for me, being a time-sensitive person, I can't do that. I really cannot. That's not something I can take out of my day. I'm always feeling like I have a gazillion things to do with 0 hours in the day to do it. So the better off I am if I can get in the chair, get my hair done, and it takes me, 2 hours and I'm good to go and I can go on with my day. So always remember and be time considerate of your clients. Where are we at? Okay, so during our accuracy and efficiency training, you will learn how to stay on time with these simple techniques taught to you. We will be teaching you tips, tricks, and shortcuts in order to save time. So sometimes we get in those time crunches where we're like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time. I started with my client about 30 minutes late. Well, you know, we are going to teach you those shortcuts and those ways of getting things done faster so you can get caught up on your time. Let's see here. So being efficient with your time is ultimately what will be your golden ticket into financial prosperity. If you can manage your time with clients and keep service times at a minimum, you have solved two of the most problematic issues in this industry, and those are client retention and financial growth. Those of you that are a stylist in the salon, you'll review to our Time is Money info packet. That's basically a breakdown of services per, you know, time and dollar. I feel like a stylist, we're not always the strongest at math. So this is a very simple way of breaking things down so that we can understand exactly why time is, you know, time is money. All right. Where are we at now? Okay, so then we're going to go into integrity. So to me, integrity is probably one of the most important of the three qualities. I wouldn't say I'm this most integrity-filled person. However, I really strive, and that's something, you know, that I believe I really try to, over time, be better at. So I'm going to break some of this down. I think integrity is going to be different to everybody. I understand that each person has their own version of what integrity means to them. But just to break it down, as a salon, it is important to have integrity when you're dealing with clients. And that starts with you as a stylist. So to easily define what integrity means to us at the White Room, we really just expect honesty. So if you can think of maybe a time, I mean, I know I can, but you know, a time where you've dealt with somebody and they've said something, something negative, or they've done something that maybe they shouldn't have, and you know it's true, and you've confronted them on them, and they just completely deny it and act like it's not true, and those people are lying, and it becomes a consistent pattern. I find as though that's just not integrity. Honesty is integrity. And again, I've dealt with people like that in the past, and I feel like at our salon, we have a culture of, you know, we're all trying to grow. We're not perfect. So if we make a mistake, that's okay. Just let's grow from it. And denying it or lying about it is not being the best version of yourself. The next one is basically doing what you say you're going to do. I find that this can be on a deeper level with this. I'm gonna speak a little bit pretty honestly right now, and it might be really cynical, but I feel like lately I've been dealing with a lot of people that are very self-consumed. And I find that those people might promise you something. So you guys come to an agreement and you might say, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do this. They might promise you, I'm gonna whatever it is, and time goes by and they realize, you know what, this just isn't working for me. So, you know, they might say, you know what, it's not working for me, so I'm just gonna go ahead and go back on my word, and sorry about you, but I gotta do what's best for me. What that says to me is that says, you know what, I don't care about your feelings. All I care about is my well-being. And I mean, in a very harsh way, I feel like they're saying, screw you. So I personally feel like doing what you say you're going to do is a huge part of integrity. It could also be the very simplest form. It's just showing up on time for your clients. I think that we all have these dream clients, right? And our dream clients are usually those clients that can pay for these services, and we can make money off of them. And the funny thing about that is that we don't really realize sometimes that those clients that are our dream clients are usually clients with great paying jobs, right? I mean, that's where they get the money to pay you for your services. But those great jobs that they have require them to be mindful of their time and time management. So if you are keeping those, you know, you're making them late, making them wait for you, or you're taking too long in the chair with them, most likely they're not going to be your dream clients. They're going to be someone else's dream clients because you can't keep your end of the deal of being on time, or keeping your word on being there and meeting them at a certain time. So that's something to think about as well. Let's see. The next one is being a team player. And our culture, I like to tell the girls, you know, do everything out of love, like treat others like you would want to be treated. So our main goal is for our clients to have a great experience. Sometimes they have to be out of the salon at a certain time. And sometimes as stylists, we get really busy and we're not able to accommodate that time frame. So it's important that we can really depend on our teammates to help us. And you might say, hey, Sally, can you blow dry her for me? She's got to get out of here on time and I got to get to my other client. And I feel like it's really important that we keep that mentality of the big picture of helping others, because there's going to be a time where you're going to need that help. So if you're always helping someone else when you have the time and you get in a bind, people are more willing to help you. The next one is, I feel silly even talking about it because it's really so stupid. I shouldn't even have to say it, but I do. With my experience in the salon. Basically, don't be a thief. I feel like most people don't have the intention of being a thief. I feel like it's more so I'm gonna borrow, but then they forget to put it back. But if you are one of those people, and I'm just gonna be honest with you, I've been that person before, where I get so busy and I need to borrow someone's stuff and things happen. And then, you know what, before I know it, I clean up and I leave. And then that night I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to give her back her round brush. But you know, to that other person, it might look like you're a thief, like you just took it. So always just remembering, like, if you need something, we have a team culture, everyone's willing to help. Just make sure if you borrow it, you ask and that you put it back. All right, then the next one is going to be keeping negativity out of the workplace. Why is that? That working with women, we tend to just really like to vent all the time. Why is this? And it's like venting without a solution. And that's what I found is they really just want to, it's negativity. That's really what it is. So I think it's important that that is cleared up, especially working in our salon. We don't have a culture that has room for negativity. I find that a lot of women, not even a lot of women, just stylists that I've had in the past have felt like it's a gray area for them. They don't really understand, well, what is negativity qualified as? Like, what do you mean by that? And one simple thing that I tell them is, if you have a problem come up, and you're talking to somebody about that problem, is that person that you're talking to the person that can fix it? If they can't, then that is negativity without a solution. And there is no room for that in the salon. So don't get in that pattern. We have an open door policy at our salon where I feel like, if there is a problem, come talk to us. We always want to try. We're always about changing. We know we're not always doing things perfect. So sometimes an outside perspective is always good to hear. So come talk to us. Doesn't mean we're going to change it, but bring it up and we can see what we can do. And we can definitely come to a resolve. Let's see. The next one is going to be being supportive of your coworkers. We are a team and we are not competitors. I think in this industry, that's something that's very prevalent, is stylists become competitive of each other. And I don't like that. I don't like that mentality. So at our salon, that's not what I tell the girls. You know, be a team player, help your client out, because I feel like there are enough heads around town for everyone. There really are, guys. I know it doesn't sometimes seem like it, but there are. So be supportive. Try to live by the golden rule. Just treat others as you would want to be treated. It may not always seem like the most ideal way at the time, but what goes around comes around. Do everything out of love. Give everyone the benefit of the doubt, because grace for others goes a really long way. So, I just kind of want to summarize, core values are really, really important. Again, we didn't figure that out until later. During, I would say probably years into our company. So, again, our stylists really never knew who we were because we never told them what our core values were. We never shared that with them. We didn't understand the importance of it. So if you want that culture of a team player culture and you want that a certain type of culture that you have in mind, it's important that you let your employees as well as your clients know that. And lastly, this is an important one, and this is actually some mistakes that I've had to make to actually figure this out. But once you've established your core values, and either somebody or situations, something comes along that doesn't fit within those core values, it is okay to say no. Because going down the road, you'll realize that you saying no was the best thing that could have happened. Because sometimes those people or those situations that don't fit into that core value ruin the whole culture of what you've created. So it's important that saying no sometimes is okay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.